got into the field of coaching, not even knowing, you know, like they say, those of us that are called to certain things, we don't even know how it's going to find us, but it does. And coaching found me. I went to a women's evening, and there was a life coach there. This is back in, like, late 99, and about 10 years ago, and she was a coach and took a group of women through sort of a visualizing process, and I visualized myself speaking. I saw myself speaking to assemblies and hundreds of teens and families, and I hired her to be my coach right after that event, and she worked with me privately. And in so doing, I looked at her one night in one of our coaching sessions, and her name was Diane. And I said, Diane, I like what you do. How could I do this? and how could I do this with young people? And is anybody doing this with young people? And that was, like I said, about 10 years ago. So I learned about the field of coaching from Diane. I got mentored from some great people. I took some coach training, and I niched as the first life coach for teens back in January of 2000 is when I kicked off here. You're disillusioned, but you're also still hopeful that there's more for you, but you don't exactly know the how, but you know there's got to be more. And you know, and when you ask those tough questions of yourself, the universe provides you with people like this woman Diane, who was a breath of fresh air to me many, many years ago. And so coaching was really exciting to me when I looked at the paradigm of what coaching is about, helping people move from where they are to where they want to go. I mean, in its simplest form, it's so much more than that. But as I looked at that as a baseline paradigm, I said, oh my gosh, that's teenagers. I mean, where they are is middle school or high school. Where they want to go is high school, college, or some form of successful adulthood, whether that's college or not. You know, but they're always in transition, moving from one place to another. And who's really guiding our teens in a way where it's very proactive, giving them life skills and coaching to help them through that portal successfully? So I got chills on my arms, and so did she that night. And I knew I had something there, and I've been very blessed for many years to be able to coach teens and families successfully. Well, I think it's the most rewarding because it goes back to the power of coaching. Coaching is, you know, we live in an instant gratification society, and I happen to believe that with coaching, we get real results really fast. So this job, this career path, you know, it's so rewarding because of, you can get instant results, and I like that because having come from, you know, the work I did in the inner city, I didn't know if I was getting instant results. And besides that, I mean, because even with coaching, sometimes there is a process to coaching that's not always instant gratification. It's the relationships that you build with teenagers. If you really love this demographic and you really enjoy this niche like I do, there's such an aliveness to teenagers. I mean, some days they come into my office or I do a phone session, and they feel so juicy about their life, and they're excited, and oh my God, I can't wait to tell you something. And then other days they come in and they're like hating it, and they're miserable, and I love that. See, I love the unpredictability and the aliveness of teens and how open they are. They're very open. When they trust you and you're in rapport with them, I find them to be very open. And so I love the work I do because it's very, very rewarding, and it's very alive. And for somebody that gets bored quickly, I really, and I've stuck with this for almost 10 years now, it's very, 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 there's never a dull moment in teen coaching. There really isn't. Every day there's something great.